And you know, my next guest, well, he finds, at least for part of the year, he's in a treehouse. He's on a plot of land on Pender Island. And Jeff DeReuter is a PhD student at UNBC and UNBC. Sorry, UBC and UNBC. And he's with me in studio this morning. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Thanks for dropping in. Take me into the treehouse for a bit. Tell me a little bit of what it looks like in there.
Well, there's a lot of wood surrounding.
Sure.
So all the wallscaping on the walls is all wood. It's got a floor layout of 101 square feet on the first floor, and then it's got a secondary loft, which has the bed and the water reservoir and another sleeping area.
I love the fact that it's a two-story treehouse. I suppose a lot of us have an image of a treehouse in our mind, whether it's some rickety old thing our parents might have built for us, or perhaps even Casey and Finnegan's treehouse, which was a little more elaborate. Where did the idea of the treehouse come into your life? I mean, was it something that goes back to being a kid or something a little more recent?
I would say absolutely. I think everybody has the idea of having a treehouse as a kid. I also remember looking at my mom's shed in the backyard and saying, wow, this is enough room. I could totally sleep in here. And
yeah.
And then recently there's been the tiny house movement where a lot of people have been putting houses on trailers. And I really thought, you know, the combination of the two just makes something really special.
When you live in that kind of environment, I guess my image is that it has twofold effect. There's the idea that you are in a small environment and there's only so much stuff you can bring in there. But then how much more connected do you feel to the nature around you? Just to walk me through that a little bit.
Yeah, the treehouse I have on my property, which is a 0.53 of an acre, and so just half an acre, and it has, you know, trees all around. There's ravens that speak to themselves in the other trees themselves, and then there's frogs, there's deer that come walking through the property. There's amazing quiet at night. It's really quite a peaceful space to exist in, and so when you're in a small space, you have to live outside of it more. And in that case, on Pender Island, it's very easy. It's a beautiful island. It's got lots going on.
Hmm. Do I dare ask what your mortgage is?
Zero. I own the property outright. I bought it on a court-ordered sale for $35,000 cash and built the treehouse over the summer. And the money that I saved not paying rent, I was able to build the treehouse. So,
well, see, there you go. That right there is inspiration enough, I think, for a lot of people. Zero mortgage is something a lot of people would sign on to. But at the same time, you know, I imagine there's a lot of people in your peer group who would probably be sitting there going, you know, Jeff, you really should have a real house, not this, you know, treehouse business.
I agree. You know, for a lot of people, the treehouse obviously doesn't work. I mean, I'm very, very fortunate to be able to do my research by distance and to be flexible where I live.
You got Wi-Fi up there or something? Or
I can tether by my phone. And one of my neighbors has internet, but I can't seem to figure out who it is. And the signal's not strong enough, unfortunately. That would be incredible.
What about issues, things like, I don't know, electricity, heating, that kind of stuff? Down south is probably not as big a deal as it would be up north, but how much of that is a factor?
In the dead of winter, in the cold, cold nights, yeah, I would say the heat is a bit of a factor, but I wouldn't say it's not insurmountable, given that once you get the people inside or a person inside, once you have the lights on, I have a small baseboard electric heater. I also have a little candlelight tea heater.
Yeah.
And all those things do provide enough heat for the treehouse. And for electricity, I do get it from my neighbor. So a very kind neighbor.
We've talked a little bit about the watts here in terms of, you know, what is it? How do you get up? You know, how did you get into a treehouse in the first place? But a bigger question for me is why? Why did you decide to live this way?
Ethos, stability. It really fits with the environmental message that I'm trying to live with. For stability of place, having a place that you call your own and you have an invested share in, I think that's coming back to your point about everybody. You can't all live in a treehouse, but I think it's important that we get people into housing and into home ownership, if not some sort of form of that, because there's a lot of people, especially down south of the coast, housing up in Prince George is phenomenally affordable. I mean, people that live up here or in the north in general don't seem to realize how beneficial it is up here for how housing is so much more affordable.
Yeah.
Whereas down the coast, the price is so much more expensive. And to be able to do that as a young person, to get into the market, it's a very large challenge, especially with trying to get into even employment, full-time employment.
How long a commitment or how long do you expect to be treehouse dwelling?
It all depends. I mean, if I was to get a job offer at a university or if I were to set up a business somewhere, I mean, I like to live flexible. British Columbia, I see as my home. I see the entire province as my home. I have stability in Prince George, in at the coast in Vancouver. My mom's in the Okanagan. My dad's also in the Okanagan part-time. And I'm on the island or the on Pender Island. So I like to see British Columbia as my home. And I'm really trying to stay flexible because of just the opportunity all around there.
But, you know, at the same time, we've all seen the ads for the walk-in baths and the electric stair lifts that get you up and down a flight of stairs in your own home. I mean, when you're in your 60s and 70s, how realistic is this?
It's not realistic. Obviously, it's not realistic.
But it's a heck of a story why you got it on the along, hey?
Yeah.
In terms of trying it out for oneself, whether it's something that you do, you know, temporarily in the summer or just as that quirky little cabin kind of thing, what advice would you give to someone who's looking at building a treehouse as well, if not a place to live, certainly a place to have some a bit of a retreat, I suppose.
Build it closer to the ground, 7 feet. You know, you can use the space underneath, and you're not getting dangerously high up in the air.
That's right. When you have to a misstep, and you could be a long way down, eh?
Yeah, just have good railings.
Jeff, thanks so much for telling us about this. You're speaking at the Two Rivers Gallery tonight, right?
Yes, 7:30.
You have some stuff for people to hear and see. Jeff DeReuter is a PhD candidate at UNBC as well as UBC, and he's built himself a pretty incredible treehouse on Pender Island. He'll be at the Two Rivers Gallery tonight to show off the treehouse, and that presentation starts at 7:30.